The blame for all this boredom falls on the Red Hill Fun Fair. It's the school holidays, and Mayor Lopez has put on the most unfun fair in the known universe. Red Hill Park is full of stalls and games and things grown-ups think kids want to do, but that we actually have no interest in. Parents are walking around with toddlers and they seem to be enjoying it, but toddlers get excited about the colour yellow. As for my friends and me, we are sitting on the fence around the edge of Red Hill Park and making it very clear that we are not participating. It's the school holidays. We can do what we want. And what Hugo, Abby, Tyson, Pip and I want to do is to not be at the Red Hill Fun Fair. Instead, we are going to sit on the fence and think about how boring being bored is. It really is a shame that being bored isn't more interesting, because kids spend quite a lot of time doing it. Adults seem to think that the way to help you when you're bored is to give you a whole list of things you could do. But us kids know the list. We know all the things that we could be doing. We just don't want to do them. That's what makes us bored. We know we could walk over to that silent disco tent and dance in silence, but we don't want to. We know we could go and stick our heads through those cutouts so that it looks like our faces are on the bodies of badly painted clowns, but we don't want to. We know that the Red Hill fire truck is here and we could climb inside and maybe even wear one of the firefighter hats, but you get the idea. You understand. Why would we do any of those things when we can sit on the fence and have really exciting conversations instead? You know the problem with this fun fair? Pip asks. Everything, I reply. It's as though Mayor Lopez, Pip continues, was trying too hard, interrupts her twin brother Tyson. Wasn't trying very hard, Pip says. These twins rarely agree on anything. I agree with Tyson, I chime in, because often people want to know what I'm thinking. Haven't you noticed how adults do that? They want to make something fun for kids so they think about what was fun for them when they were kids, you know, before electricity was invented. Electricity is a natural force, Max, Abby Purcell butts in. Unlike with me, no one wants to know what Abby is thinking. That means it exists in nature. Electricity was never invented. I can't believe I'm going to have to explain this. Glowworms are not electric, Abby. I was talking about lightning, Max. She rolls her eyes and turns her attention back to her journal. I asked her what she was writing about earlier, but she wouldn't tell me. That means she's probably writing about me. The point is, I continue, no one wants to go up and down in a teacup. I nod at one of those rides they've brought in for the unfun fair. You pay money to sit in a giant teacup and move through the air very slowly while listening to nursery rhyme music. Clearly this is curing boredom for children the world over. Not.